Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Welcome to the Fish Nerds End of the Year Holiday Super Spectacular Christmas, New Year's, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, any atheist holiday you want to stick in there. We're all in on all of them because we love the holiday season and we love our fans and we're so happy to be here. When I say we, I mean me. It's just Clay today making our holiday spectacular. Now, we had a very big year, the Fish Nerds. We've about tripled the amount of listeners we have. So welcome to the show with all those who've joined us. We've had some huge changes. Our good friend Dave Kellum stopped being a regular on the show, although he's still a very good friend of mine. So here we are. And so I was thinking about all the things we've done this year and all the fun we've had with our Fish Nerds fans and all of our new correspondents. And I thought it might be a really good time to take stock in our year. And I asked on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram of all of our social media, and I said, hey, any Fish Nerds people want to call in and tell us your fishy New Year's resolutions? And people did, which is the craziest thing. I'm so happy that everyone did that. Wait a minute. I'm getting a little feedback here in my headset. Hang on. Hold on just a second.
Hello. 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 Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I hope you can hear me. This is Dave. Dave of the Fish Nerds. And I am so happy that I was able to reach out to you at this time. It's been an unbelievable year. Many of you have realized that I disappeared in the middle of the year. What happened is, and this is an unbelievable story, what happened is the government of Chad sent over a special strike force to invite me to come over to Chad. President Debe suggested that I come over and investigate a 151-year-old fish story. I really couldn't refuse something like that. I thought, hey, this is great. A delegation from a country has come to take me away to do Fish Nerds research. How good could that be? And they took me away in the middle of the night. I really didn't have much of a chance to say goodbye or to even really to tell Clay. And then I was whisked away. And now I'm talking to you from
the country of Chad in the Saharan Desert. And this radio seems to be getting better. That's good. The story that I was brought over to talk about, or to investigate rather, is from a book, and you could check this on the internet, and I encourage all Fish Nerds to do. The book is entitled Annual of Scientific Discovery, or A Yearbook of Facts in Science and Art for 1865. It was written by David A. Wells, who's an MD and an AM, which I don't know what an AM is. Doc Martin, do you know what an AM is? Anyway, an MD. He put together this book of scientific facts for 1865. In it, there is a story of fish coming from the depths of the earth. And really, the only way I can do it, hold on, there's a sandstorm coming through. Just hold on. The the best thing to do is just to read you the page. It's page 305 of that book, written in 1865, the article that he's written. So this is, I'll just be reading verbatim what Dr. Wells wrote down in that book. So here we go. The title again is Fish Thrown Up from Artesian Wells. And, oh, by the way, I've learned that the best way to interpret old text is to do it in the vernacular of the time. So here we go, Dr. Wells. The statement has been frequently made of late years that with the water thrown up from many of their artesian wells recently bored by the French in the northern district of the Sahara Desert, small fish have been ejected from depths of 150 to 200 feet. This statement, which has been generally discredited, is now, however, proved to be true. M. de Saur, the eminent Swiss naturalist, who has recently returned from an expedition of the Northern Sahara, testifying to its authenticity, he states in a recent letter that he found, quote, the fish in the stream leading from one of the wells, an oasis at Antaala, where the fish were observed when the water first rose to the surface. It is impossible that these fish should come from anywhere else from out of the well, for the water stands in no communication with either basin or river. The fish belong to the family of carps, and if I am not mistaken, to the proper species of Cyprinidon. The most curious thing is that these fish, although coming from the interior of the earth, from a depth of more than 150 feet, have nothing sickly or mishappened about them. They are of the most remarkable liveliness, and what I especially worthy of note, have fine, large, completely healthy eyes. So that was the statement there. I'm just going to interject here. I love the way they talked in 1865. That was really awesome. And also that they know that these are minnows in the Cyprinidae family. So basically they're saying these fish came up from the depths, and the story goes that they drilled a well in the Sahara Desert and up plopped these fish. And everybody said, wow, they came from the center of the earth, or, you know, very deep. But we all fish nerds know that maybe that's not the case. But Dr. Wells goes on to explain what he thinks. You know, the fish and other aquatic animals which are found in subterranean ponds of the Aldersburg Cavern in Styromark and the Mammoth Cave in Kentucky are all blind. Their ocular organs are stunted, and often nothing is left of the eye but the optic nerve. Some naturalists, therefore, have tried to classify them as a species of their own, while others maintain that every organ deprived of the opportunity to exercise its functions must necessarily degenerate at last and become defective. Now, I'm going to interject here. I think this is a very useful bit of information from 1865 that I've actually read in some modern health magazines and things. So this is a public service announcement to all fish nerds. If you have an organ, your organ needs to be exercised. If you don't exercise your organ, it could be deteriorating and become defective. That's the end of the public service announcement. Back to Dr. Wells. But here we have a fish from the interior of the earth with perfect eyes. How are we to account for this? I confess that this phenomenon puzzles me, yet I think I have found the key to the riddle. The subterranean basin, which feeds the artesian well, must be of considerable dimensions. As the water springs up on a space many square miles, wherever it is bored. Besides these artificial wells, there are ponds and several oases, especially that of the Urlana, fed by rich sources and from which real brooks spread in different directions. These ponds harbor the same little Cyprinidae which rise in the water of the artesian wells, by which I conclude that a subterranean connection exists between the ponds and the wells. Probably they visit these ponds periodically to spawn, which would explain why their eyes and their formation in general show nothing abnormal. period. That's the end. Dr. Wells concluded that even though the eminent Swiss naturalist said there was no connection, that in fact there is a connection. So, and now I'm getting more interference now, and I apologize. We need Fish Nerd's help, and Doc Martin especially, but Clay, please chime in and help with this. Is this possible? Have you ever heard of another story where there is fish traveling subterranean underground to another body of water to spawn? I need that. I have no way to research anything over here. There's no library. It's just sand. I'm in the Sahara Desert and it's sand. There's no internet. I was lucky to get this radio to work from a World War II fighter plane that crashed. I don't know. I need help. One of the things that worries me though, the most, and I guess as I've marked time that the end of 2016 is upon us, my biggest fear is that Clay has told everyone I have died. He's just that kind of guy. I want to assure everyone over there that I have not died. I am in the country of Chad, which, by the way, is a stupid name for a country. It's like the country of Biff. Anyway, I'm in the country of Chad. My plan is to get back to the States in 2017. That you could call that my New Year's resolution. And to at least do some more Fish Nerds correspondence work. I've really found my niche as a field researcher. I'd like to keep doing that. And I am very pleased that my time here, hopefully, in the Sahara, in the country of Chad, is soon to be ended, and I can get back to the Fish Nerds. So
it sounds like my reception's going out again. There's another sandstorm coming up. Oh my God, there's a camel. I've got to go. Signing off. Happy New Year, Fish Nerds. Happy New Year.
Wow. I didn't expect Dave to call in, but we're certainly glad he's okay. I thought he was dead. Guess I was wrong. So, Dave, thanks for being part of this. And for those who don't know, who are new to the show, Dave was kind of the founding person of the Fish Nerds. He called me and got this whole ball rolling. And without Dave Kellum, there would be no Fish Nerds, or there'd be a very different Fish Nerds. So we're thankful to have Dave as part of our extended family. We got a call from Michael Crooker. Michael and I are going hate fishing very soon. Hate fishing is, if you listen to the show frequently, you'll know I hate Silver Lake. It's the worst lake in the state of New Hampshire. And now that I'm a licensed guide, Michael wants me to fish that lake more. And nothing says hate like Silver Lake. And so here we go.
Hey, Fish Nerds. My name's Mike Crooker from Pelham, New Hampshire. And my fishy New Year's resolution this year is to go on my hate fishing expedition with Clay Groves at Silver Lake and actually pull a fish out of it.
Doc Martin, the doctor, is in, checking in, sharing some love, our science nerd correspondent. Stay tuned at the end of the show for a special musical presentation from the good fish doctor.
Hi, Clay, and hi to everybody else out there listening. This is Doc Martin, and I just wanted to wish you all a happy holiday. I just wanted to let you know that over the holiday, I am actually going to be building my new laboratory, so I'm going to be setting up a bunch of 5, 10, and 20-gallon fish tanks on shelving units indoors. I'm stringing them all together so each one will be isolated in its own water system, but there'll be a drip irrigation system, so they'll have continuous and identical water overturn, which will be pretty exciting. So I am looking forward to starting some exciting experiments in my brand new laboratory starting in 2017. And other than that, I'm going to keep reading and publishing. So if you guys need some bedtime stories that are super boring, you can always look up my stuff. Well, thanks for letting me be a correspondent, and I hope you guys get to enjoy the season. Take care.
Hey, this is Goldfish Dan here, promoter of the New England Fishing and Outdoor Expo, held at Boxborough, Mass. last weekend in January. Check it out. My wish for 2017 is that all the fish nerds and the fish heads and anybody associated with fishing comes to the expo, hangs out, has a great time, and more importantly, let's all be kind to each other this year. Until next time, God bless and go fish.
And that's Go Fish Dan from Go Fish Dan TV. The fish nerds, by the way, this year will be making our first appearance at Go Fish Dan's Expo at the end of January. So January 28th, 29th, 30th in Boxborough. You can go to fishnerds.com, find a link to the expo to come see what we do live. When I say we, I mean me. Again, I'm all by myself. So sad. For me, it's been a hard year. By the way, 2016, a hard year for anyone who's fans of pop culture, too. I mean, this year has been crushing. But nothing as hard as Dave leaving the show.
Hey, this is Nick from North Conway, and my New Year's resolution, my fishy resolution for New Year's, is to catch a lot of smallmouth bass this season.
Nick. Thanks, Nick, for checking in. Nick used to be our Fish Nerds audio nerd. He's also the lead guitarist from the third best band on Town Hall Road in Intervale, New Hampshire, Diana's Bath Salt. So thanks, Nick.
Hey, happy New Year's, everybody. This is Rich and Yvonne calling from Twin Maple Outdoors. We're in Northern Maine, your outdoor adventure company. My New Year's resolution would be to do some saltwater fishing with my fly rod and spin rod, I guess, up in southern Maine or even in Massachusetts. And hopefully work towards my title endorsement for my guy's life.
There
you have it. You guys want to get a hold of me? You can get a hold of me at www.twinmapleoutdoors.com. Love to have you up here fishing for some inland freshwater landlocked salmon and smallmouth bass. So I wish everybody Happy New Year. Have a great day. Thanks.
And that was Twin Maple Outdoors, Richard E. Vaughn, twinmapleoutdoors.com. He had been part of our series of Becoming a Fishing Guide. I think the biggest thing that happened in 2016 for the Fish Nerds was the Effin' West. The Effin' West are Fish Guy Josh and the Amazing James, and they started contributing stories regularly to the Fish Nerds, and the stuff they put together is just fabulous. These guys have totally got it, and I know we're going to hear a lot more from them in 2017. These guys are going to be the next big things in the fishing world.
Hey, Fish Guy.
Amazing, James.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yep. So, it's the end of the year.
The end of the year.
Big 2016.
Over already.
Yeah.
That was fast.
I know.
It was a good year, though. Pretty good year.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a bunch of podcasting.
A lot of podcasting this year.
It was fun.
A lot of cool trips for me this year.
You went to Peru.
Peru, Florida Springs,
yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah.
You
know where I went?
To a lake with no fish on it?
Right. I went about pretty much nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I did a little traveling. It was nice.
Yep.
Some fishing.
Yep.
Did a lot of... A lot of carp fishing this year.
Yeah. Picked up a lot of new skills.
A lot of new carp fishing. Tried my hand at trolling for rainbow trout this year. Had an unbelievable catfish session this year. That was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good year.
Your crazy catfish night?
Yeah. That was cool.
That was cool. I wasn't even there, and it sounded like it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You just kept on texting me every time you caught a fish. My phone was blown up with fish.
Did a lot of fish nerd stuff this year.
Yep.
Started participating in Fish Center Live a lot here at the end of the year.
I was going to say, we sat around and watched a little Fish Center Live the other day.
Fish Center Live.
That's fun.
Not your usual Fish Nerds show.
Very different from Fish Nerds. But fishy nonetheless.
Yeah. Got some cool fish for the aquariums this year. Got a couple swell sharks.
Yeah. The swell sharks went over like a... They were a big hit.
Got rained out a lot for mobile fish exhibit.
Yep.
Four makeups
Thursdays,
next month.
Yep. Thursdays are a big day for rain in California.
Yeah. I think that's about it for me.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Bought a boat.
I know you...
Regrets of 2016. I bought a boat.
You began filming the sequel to the Tom Hanks hit Money Pit.
Yeah. Or what's the other one with Wilson? The one where he's stranded on the
Castaway.
Island.
Castaway.
Yeah. Or the other one with some combination. Captain Phillip, right.
Some combination of Money Pit and Castaway. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Hopefully, I won't get bored.
You could name it that.
Yeah.
The SS Money Pit.
Yep. I could. That's a good one. I like it. The one name I saw that I liked a lot was Don't Panic, but it was written upside down. You know. So if you flip your sailboat. Rule number one. Yeah. I don't know. What else fishy happened this year? I caught my first diamond turbot. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It didn't... I don't think Ben Cantrell would approve because I kind of snagged it, but...
Oh.
Yeah. But it was cool to catch a diamond turbot. I had no idea what kind of flatfish it was. It's cool looking, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're cool looking fish.
Little guy. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know what else I did. Fishy
was.
Know.
Boat was pretty big. The boat
was a big deal.
That was your big deal.
Boat was a big deal. And I wonder if the Hawaii trip back in the beginning of the year, I picked up my first spotted eagle ray. That was cool.
Wow. Was that 2016?
I think it was after the new year. I'm not sure. It was on that trip, but we were there for the new year. So yeah, that was cool. Charlie still laughs about it because I talk about spotted eagle rays and how cool they are. And he says, you stepped in its poop. I picked it up out of the water and it pooped on the ground and I stepped in it.
So. Yeah, it was a somewhat fishy year.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Could be better. Could be worse.
Do you have any... I got you a present.
Oh.
I got you a present. I thought you should open this while we're live.
Live? Yeah. Live pre-recorded?
Live pre-recorded podcasting. All right,
let's see. A lot of stuff wrapped up in tissue.
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. Get
see
the big
a lot
one
of
first.
Cans.
Oh, there's a lot
I'm
of cans.
I'm assuming
yeah.
these
there's
have to do things. With the recent
yeah, I got
Fish
some
Nerds
things.
Live podcast.
Yeah.
Sardines and Louisiana hot sauce.
Yep.
Those are actually pretty good.
Yeah, they are. I tried them. They're yummy. Chicken of the Sea brand.
Yeah,
you got a nice brand.
You were pretty stoked the other day.
There you go.
What is this one?
This one's my favorite. You like that? You like that? Yeah,
you have to send a picture in with this one.
I know. I don't know if we should say what it is, but
since it's a Christmas special, I'll edit it. It looks like it is a can of SpaghettiOs, but in fact, labeled as fish a-holes in tomato and cheese sauce.
There it is. Yeah. I may have actually gotten a can of those for Dave and another
fish
can for Clay.
Bungles, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. My dad thought that was funny. There might be one of those for Michael Frank also coming in the mail.
Heads up, Michael.
Heads up, dude. Oh, there you go.
Some more sardines.
More sardines.
Orleans.
Orleans brand.
Orleans brand. Is this? It's not from. Oh, yeah. Orleans.
It could
Orleans.
Be Acadian. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Right? Yeah?
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's a couple more things in here. Hang on.
Oh, are there? More stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of paper, but there's a couple more things in here. Let's see.
Oh, I see the paper had glitter on it.
This is actually the good thing. Actually, no. Open this one first. This one first. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Those could have easily been discarded.
Yeah.
Very small items wrapped in here.
Here. Let me help you with that.
It's so tiny.
I know. It's a very small thing. It's very important though. It's small but large. It's small but big.
It is super glue.
Yeah. It's a tube of super glue. Do you know why I gave you that?
I don't know why.
In case I break the tip off your rod again this year.
I want to be able to
fix it.
I preferred my method of just leaving it with you and going, here, fix this.
Well, I'm just saying, like, just in case it happens again.
Ooh.
Yeah, something
and a
nice
gift card
too.
From my favorite boba tea restaurant in Chinatown.
That's right.
Sweet. The traditional gift.
The traditional gift.
Right on.
Of the gift card for boba tea.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
If anyone out there doesn't know what boba tea is... It's how would you describe it?
It's the tea with the little chewy tapioca balls in the bottom of it.
It's kind
of
like slurping on frog eggs.
Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of weird. Or fish eggs. Let's go with fish eggs.
But they don't taste fishy. They taste sweet and delicious.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, sweet.
Full of caffeine and sugar. Yeah.
Right on.
So what'd you get me?
Lauren's still rapping.
Oh, I thought you were going to say nothing, but okay.
No, we actually did.
Really?
I guess it's more for the boys too, but.
Oh, the boys don't need anything else.
It's a fun one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's something you can do with the boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Other than yell at them?
Yeah.
We went and saw Santa Claus on the train last night. It was hell.
Sweet.
It was very cool. It's a very cool thing, but it was kind of rough. So, okay.
All right. Cool.
New Year's resolutions? Fishy resolutions?
Fishy resolutions.
I got one.
Go for it.
I'm going to catch a bigger carp than you.
A bigger carp than me.
And I'm not going to use any fancy schmancy English techniques.
Okay.
I'm going to do it old school style.
I would assume that the English stuff is actually more old school.
You think so?
It's older.
I don't know. Those like helicopter weights and stuff. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, some of it's.
And I'm sorry, but polyethylene or whatever it is,
PVA bags.
The PVA bags, those are not old school. No. Dissolving plastic with packed with alfalfa pellets in it does not count as old school.
Yeah, alfalfa pellets are old school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think on that note too, I'm going to expand my carp fishing this year. Actually, my wife has really fallen in love with spearfishing.
Yeah.
So our resolution this year is going to be to do that a lot more, because if my wife is into any kind of fishing, I'm down, and any kind of shooting of guns, I'm down, and any kind of snorkeling, I'm down. And so spearfishing will combine all three of those.
Speaking of snorkeling, maybe you'd like to join me on an abalone trip.
Maybe so.
Yeah. I think it's either March or April we're going. We're gonna have to go.
All right, we'll have to see.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'll be one thing.
I'm gonna snorkel it up this year. Gonna go back to the manatees this year.
Have you snorkeled La Jolla?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You lived down there for a while.
Yeah. The leopard sharks of La Jolla.
Yep.
Yeah. So snorkeling, fishing.
Yep.
Maybe try a few other different types of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna keep doing my thing in 2017.
Yeah, fish guy. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try to
put money into
it. Oh, I know. I'm going to fish with Brian Taylor.
Okay.
I might actually fish with Brian Taylor.
Well, good luck to you too.
Yeah. Brian
up is where is up, he is or
he's
down
near Oroville,
here.
I think. He's up near Oroville. And it's hard for me to get out there, but we usually get it in that direction like once a year. So, but right then on. I have to convince Jess that we need to take a side trip with the boys, and that's difficult.
Yeah, there's the hard part.
Yeah. Yeah. And me getting away like by myself, almost impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Yesterday I had the morning to myself. I was going to work on the boat. The kids had a total breakdown and I did not get to work on the boat.
So you didn't have a morning to yourself then, really?
No. Yeah. No. No.
It was the boys will be boys. Baby boys.
They will. But they're having fun. Maybe this year we'll actually get them to have their first panfish day of craziness where they get to catch
that
fish.
That would be cool.
Fish.
That's
that
a good resolution.
Cool. I would love to have
take him out to Ohlone, do some insane bluegill fishing.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm looking forward to it. And not to a lake that has no fish in it. Not doing that again.
Right on.
All right,
well, then
dude.
That sounds like a year in review and New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, pretty fishy.
From F and West. All right, then.
All right, well, happy holidays from F and West, everyone.
All right. I'm Fish Guy Josh.
I'm Amazing James.
And this is F and West.
And other podcasters have checked in. Jason Sacco from Outdoor Adventures with Jason checked in with us. He's great. I listened to his show recently. Now, not nearly enough fishing shows on his podcast yet, but it's coming. Maybe I'll give him a call and talk to him about fishing.
Hello, my name is Jason Sacco, and I am calling from South Texas. My podcast is Outdoor Adventures with Jason, and my fishy New Year's resolution is to actually get some fishing in 2017. And wet a line trying to catch some nice walleye up on the Great Lakes. Thanks, and have a great day.
This year, we also are starting to make fly fishing one of our new initiatives. And our new FN Fly correspondent, Rich Collins, has just checked in. And you haven't heard much from him in 2016. I think the only thing we did with him was guide school and the tin fish challenge. But in 2017, he's going to teach me to fly fish, and I'm going to teach him to ice fish. We love this guy. And a special thank you to Scotty J for the music in that piece. And that's, you can be found that music at ReverbNation.com.
Hello, nerds! This is your effing fly fishing correspondent, Rich Collins, from the great white northern woods of New Hampshire, maybe the seacoast, who knows, here to reflect on my 2016. I'm pleased to say I had some amazing experiences related to fishing. I hear a lot about 2016 being a dumpster fire, which in some ways it was, but certainly not on the water. It was a really great year on the water. One thing that was particularly interesting this year was the presence of a real drought. We've seen a few, you know, come and go droughts, periods of drought, but this was the first year that really had a deep-seated drought that didn't go away. So I got to see all kinds of interesting things on the water. Everything from fish pooled up, stacked up in very deep pools that became very shallow pools, to what I am afraid are entire fish populations that are going to be predated on by birds and otters and seals and all kinds of things. So a lot of fish caught this year because they were easy to find. Whether or not as a fisherman or a conservationist that's a good idea to target them is beyond me, but it is what it is. I also got to attend guide school and learn from Scott Jackson, who was our instructor, that I don't know as much about the outdoors as I thought I did. I had the pleasure to meet Clay and Vinny as they embark on their effing guide adventures. As of yet, I have not decided to pursue my guide's license, but the class was a really good learning experience. And I'm embarrassed to say I still don't know how to use a map and compass as much as I'd like to. Use it or lose it, as they say. So God bless GPS and lithium batteries. While I haven't had a chance to use it, my spot GPS will hopefully save me next time I go diver down in the woods. I also had the pleasure of going up to Maine to fish up Maine in the Rangeley Lakes region with registered Maine guide Tom Welsh. He's a now a friend of mine. We fished these Fable Waters, Richardson Lake, Kennebago River, the Upper Dam Pool, the McGalloway River, and we became good friends. It was great. Fishing is about friendship. So in turn, I went and took my talents to the internet and did his website for him at McGallowayGuideService.com, which is great. I also went out with another friend and local guide, Zach Robinson of Rising Tide Anglers, chasing albies in Rhode Island. While the albie still eludes me, on my line at least, thank you, weather, for being your true-to-form self, it was a ton of fun chasing them on a very choppy Rhode Island surf day. In volunteering work, I was fortunate enough to attend TU's, that's Trout Unlimited's Northeast Conclave, as a representative of my chapter, Great Bay TU, and learn about all kinds of conservation projects going on. It's great to see a room of fishermen all dedicated to a good cause, and we got to fish in some great spots in the Mascoma River in the Sunapee, New Hampshire area. I also managed to infiltrate and access the Exit 21 fishing club and fish for native brookies with one of the founders, who was able to catch larger fish than I believe exist in New Hampshire repeatedly on a fly. Brandon, I still think you use worms. I did have the pleasure to work with fisheries biologists John McGee and Diane Timmons, conservation officers and other volunteers from New Hampshire Fishing Game on a brook trout monitoring project. We went up north into some wild trout streams. We did some electroshocking counting. We took scale samples. We weighed and we pit tagged native wild brookies in their natural environment. Wild brookies are native to New Hampshire. It's one of the few actual native things left. I was lucky enough to experience a couple effing adventures, fish nerds adventures. I went out on the elusive and the non-populated by fish Silver Lake in New Hampshire here. It's the most beautiful and least fishy lake in the world, perhaps. Got to go out and meet some good friends of the show. Got to meet Clay and Vinny for, I don't know, the umpteenth time. I got to meet Ryan Dubay for the first time, who outfished us all. Really kind of showed us what we thought we knew. And turns out we didn't. And then I got to eat fish in a can with Vinny and Clay, which I hope provided some amusement for the fans out there. At least there was whiskey. That's all I have to say. Finally, I fished. I fished a lot. I caught a ton of healthy fish, from trout to bass, pickerel to perch. I fished New Hampshire. I fished Maine, Rhode Island, Washington State. I went out for cutties and a few other things. And by the time this airs, I'll hopefully be in New York State fishing Pulaski for the really big ones. I caught more striper on the fly than ever in my lifetime, mostly schoolies, but to see an abundance of fish in the salt was a huge encouragement. It is so much fun to fish the salt, especially with a fly. I fished with spinning rods, probably more so than I have in years. It introduced me to different techniques and different species, something I don't normally do. I jigged for lake trout, and I also hunted northern pike, which was really interesting. I had the opportunity to go out fishing with Tim Moore, striper fishing here on the seacoast a couple times. We did pretty well. There's lots of fish tucked in here, like I said. And through all these adventures, I managed to mix in technology, which is kind of my thing. Posting on Instagram, doing video for the first time. I was testing out castable fish finders like the Deeper, the Eyebobber, the Fish Hunter. And I even made a YouTube video, which looks like it's not going to break the internet, but 8,000 some views. So pretty interesting stuff. Finally, if you haven't figured it out, I had a really good year. I made a lot of new friends. I was fortunate enough to meet Clay and the gang in person, get involved with the fish nerds. Becoming a fly fishing correspondent is a lot of fun. It keeps me involved. I appreciate personal interaction and even some harassment, because I plan on being the snobbiest fly fisherman on the planet as soon as I get my sea legs on here. Haha, just kidding. But I will pick on worm dunkers. I will pick on monofilament masters, but it's all in good fun, people. It's just fishing. So have a great day and enjoy your 2017. I would like to throw a shout out for the music playing in the background that hopefully helps minimize my voice. Is my buddy Scott Farrar. Scotty J, as he's known. You can find him on Reverb Nation, and I hope to play some more of his tunes. Thanks.
Fisher, Dave Perry. Dave's got a great voice. If you ever meet him in person, just give him a microphone in his face and he will own it. We like him. WickedFisher.com.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, fish nerds. This is Dave Perry calling from Marlborough, Massachusetts, also known as Wicked Fisher. My New Year's resolution this year is to catch something in New England that I haven't caught yet. Maybe a burbot. Maybe some walleye. I'm not sure. How about if you help me? Happy holidays, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Jeff Danielson makes his Fish Nerds debut right here. He has been a listener for a long time, is now our new correspondent for 2017. He's a Tenkara nerd and a librarian. So stay tuned for more in 2017. We haven't yet sussed out what his segment's going to be, but will definitely be some of the nerdier stuff we've done over the years.
Hey out there, Fish Nerd Nation. This is Jeff Danielson, right here smack dab in the middle of the Midwest, the frozen, icy Midwest right now. I'm sure the New Hampshire folks like Clay are laughing at us here in the Midwest, complaining about single-digit temperatures. But for here, that's cold. So my 2016 fishy year in review, I'll say two things. One is that I've gone all in on Tenkara. I've fished a lot this year, and 90% of the time that I've been fishing with a Tenkara rod or similar technique. There are other Japanese fixed line fishing methods, something that we can talk about in the future. But I've spent most of my time with a Tenkara rod in my hand. I've had a blast. It's brought fun back into fishing in a way that I haven't experienced in a long time. And the other thing that it's really done for me is made me a better fisherman, because it's really all about presentation. And with a limited length of line, you can't just try to cast your way into catching fish. You really have to think about where you are, where the fish are, how to approach fish without spooking them. And it's really taught me to be a better fisherman. And I even got to spend some time up in Colorado this summer and got to fish for some wild trout in mountain streams, which was great. Haven't been able to do that for years, ever since I left the West and came back here to the Midwest. The other thing that's been a big thing in 2016 for me was I've really, really, really sat down and decided to master fly tying. And finally feel like my skills have gotten to the point where the stuff actually looks good enough that you might find it in a fly bin somewhere at a shop. I'm still working on the little bitty stuff. That's still a little tough for me, but I'm getting there. as far as 2017 goes, well, obvious fishy resolution is to fish more, and hopefully that will be able to happen. But I'm also wanting to bring something to the Fish Nerds podcast, book discussion. I haven't exactly figured out what we want to call this yet. The book report, the book club, whatever. There's a lot of books out there about fish. Fishing and eating fish are favorite subjects, and I am a librarian. And so I'd love to share some of these books with you, open to suggestions for books from you all. And I just think it's another thing we can bring into the podcast. And so I'm wishing tight lines to everybody in 2017. This is Jeff, your Fish Nerds librarian, out.
Some more fans have checked in. Mike Ray and Steve DeCisco. Oh, yeah, Disco Steve.
Yeah, hello. My name is Mike Reith. I'm from Sherwood, Illinois. And my New Year's resolution is to finally pull a pike through the ice. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Steve DeCisco. I'm calling... In regards to the New Year's resolution, we got a fish day in the morning at Scorton's Creek. We're hoping to catch the first striper of the year, a holdover. We did it once before, and it's a tradition I've done the last 11 years. On New Year's Day with my brother Mike, good butterfly tires, and we invite whoever reads a post I put on real time. So my New Year's resolution is to try to catch the first striper of the year, 2017. Talk to you later, fish nerds.
Hello, fish nerds. This is Michael Frank in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm a homebody when it comes to fishing, so this year I did all of my fishing on my home rivers, the Lower Saluda, Broad, and Congaree here in Columbia, South Carolina. It was an interesting and inspiring year on the river. With the great thousand-year flood we experienced here in South Carolina last October, the Lower Saluda didn't come down and clear up until late March. The flood last October was so bad that the local power company had to open the spillway for a couple of days, and they released slightly warmer water than normal off the surface of the lake. Believe it or not, it was so bad that we still have desiccated carp carcasses hanging 10 feet up in some of the trees along the river. Now, I wasn't sure that many trout would make it through this flood, but the first trip I took after the water started clearing produced some good-sized brown trout and rainbow trout. A few of those fish had been tagged the year before, proving that they hadn't been stocked over the winter. If I needed further proof that the trout were tougher than I thought, in April, a lady fishing cut bait at the top end of Lake Marion, over 60 miles downstream from the dam at Lake Murray, caught a 3.9-pound brown trout with a tag in it. I got out more this season with my friend and neighbor Paula, who is also a Spanish teacher. That's my real job when I'm not guiding. Paula had come fishing with me the year before, once or twice, in some of the hottest weather of the season. This year, she got in on some of the best fishing conditions of the year and kicked my butt with her spinning rod. Well, not literally, but she does hit me when we go fishing. I can still feel the sting in my shoulder where she slapped me over and over while yelling, "Oh, Frankie! 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 That's a big old fish, Frankie!" This while she landed 20-inch trout and striped bass closer to 30 inches. And then there were my clients. I really enjoy spending time with folks on the water and introducing them to my favorite rivers, sometimes to the sport of fly fishing altogether, too. One of my favorite memories of this season was fishing with Reverend Bill from Charleston. Two younger fishing buddies of his treated him to the trip, and the guys had explained to me that the Reverend would pray about the trip beforehand and to expect him to catch the most and the biggest fish. Everyone caught trout, but Reverend Bill was especially blessed that day, no doubt. He blessed my boat for me before he went home, so I'm expecting a banner year in 2017. And my clients caught some good fish this season, including one gentleman from Texas who landed a huge gar on the fly, something he admitted to me he'd always wanted to do as we were taking the pictures. But some of the best fish I caught this season were small ones. The Lower Saluda River tailwater has been stocked with trout since the 1960s, but it wasn't until this year that wild trout started showing up in the river. The 7-inch rainbows that we started catching in the summer are a great indication that our fishery is healthy and the water is clean enough to allow the trout to spawn successfully. This is also the first year that the Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologists verified that we have some natural reproduction happening in the river. As far as New Year's resolutions go, my first resolution is to get away to fish new places this year. I expect to start by joining Clay Groves in New Hampshire in January for a first ever ice fishing trip with the Fish Nerds Guide Service. Really looking forward to that one. I was invited to fish for redfish in Charleston by a client and to fish trout on the North Branch of the Potomac up in Maryland by another this season. And a couple of years ago, Emily Whitlock mentioned that she and Dave would be happy to take me out in canoes on their local river for smallmouth if I could make it out to Oklahoma. My second resolution is to start promoting my whiplash crayfish and whiplash crab flies so the folks at Rainey's Flies can sell a bunch. Some of our nerd fly guys will see a few of them coming to them in the mail this winter. And guys, I just have one thing to say. You want to turn the fish's heads fast? Give whiplash.
Michael Frank, we've heard from before. He is going to come north and ice fish with me, and I'm going to be fishing with him in Columbia, South Carolina this spring. He was kind enough to tie the pink flies for this year's fundraiser for the Effin' Pink fundraiser put together for the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And you can find his stuff at franksflyarts.com. Just a couple of more, but before I get to them, I want to thank the Secret Society of Fish Nerds. This is the behind-the-scenes idea Think Fish Tank for the Fish Nerds podcast. These are mostly correspondents and a couple of friends. Dave Kellum, Rich Collins, Christian Groves, Nick Hudson-Swagger, Hugo Medeiros, James Frank, Josh Porter, Luke Chammings, Captain Sean Tibbetts, Jeff Danielson, Christopher Prue, Michael Frank, Dominic Pizzelli, Dr. Erica Martin, and Tim Moore. And now it wouldn't be the Fish Nerds without a little fun from our seagull friend Hugo Medeiros. But first, one more call-in from superfan Carl Hayes.
Hey, Clay and Fish Nerds. This is Carl Hayes from Philadelphia, PA. And my fishing year's resolution is to catch my first brook trout. Still chasing after that. Hopefully I'll get it in 2017. Fish on, guys.
Thank you.
Hello, Fish Nerd community. Hugo Medeiros here, cooking correspondent for the Fish Nerds, with our wrap-up year-end review for 2016. And what a great year it was. Had lots of fun, got to do lots of things. Not as much chances to get on the water as I could, but I still got out a lot and had fun with friends and coming home with amazing fresh seafood and trying out lots of dishes. We had a bunch of recipes. You'll still see them up on our site throughout this year. We had, a few of them here I'll mention. We had, some that went from interesting to a little crazy to really good to just phenomenal. Comes to mind the snapper bluefish stew. So these are the baby bluefish, which are delicious. We enjoyed them. But in retrospect, they were so small and so bony, it was not an enjoyable way to eat a stew. Next time I'll be doing them crispy deep fried. But we live and learn, nothing's perfect. Also did some crazy things like fetal dogfish. That was an interesting one, scares a lot of people, but it was exciting to do. Then we had some really good ones. We did a cod recipe with fresh cod that we caught here off the shores of Massachusetts in an Asian Filipino dish with coconut milk and ginger and hot peppers, and that's a phenomenal one. That's one that I'll be making on a regular basis. I just love that one to death. We also did some recipes with dogfish, which for some reason are still underrated. You do have to clean them and take care of them and bring them home and use them, you know, quickly. They won't stay forever fresh, and they're not very, very easy to clean like our beautiful codfish is. But the end product, when you get it, making fish and chips with those nice white fillets, absolutely phenomenal. I'll be keeping every dogfish that I get next year. They're super abundant. They're sustainable. They're healthy to eat. Looking forward to catching them next year. Of course, I have fun going out with friends and catching loads of our local mackerel and squid. Speaking of other sustainable species here and ones that are good for you as well. One of the coolest things we did, and I posted some recipes and we had some podcasts on it too, was we went on a wonderful fluke charter with good friends and a couple new friends that we met through friends. Awesome captain, just a great, great time. We loaded up the boat with beautiful fluke, which are some of the world's best eating fish that you can have. They were just phenomenal. We had people get their personal bests, and just we had a time of our lifetime. And on top of that, I came home and ate fluke for 21 meals straight, and I did not get sick of it at all. It was just a blast. I could not believe how delicious they were. And every dish I did was different. Every meal I cooked it a different way. And it was just a fun product to work with and just amazingly fresh. And one other one that we did that surprisingly was an amazing hit, tons of fun to do too, is smoked trout pate. So what I did, I went and caught a bunch of rainbow trout. So here in Massachusetts, they're stocked locally. They're a put-and-take resource. So you can go out and you can catch, you know, three rainbow trout a day if or brown trout or whatever you like. I can get them near me usually very, very easily, very quickly. So we stocked up on some rainbow trout, cleaned them beautifully, vacuum sealed it when I had about a dozen or 15 of them. I took them and I brined them, and again, we have the recipe up on our site on fishnerds.com. Brined them for about a day, brought them to my friend's backyard. He's got a smoker. He's really good at smoking, knows what he's doing. We smoked these, then I took all the meat off nice and clean and made them into a batch of the smoked trout pate, or it's, you know, basically a spread or whatever you want to call it. But that was absolutely wonderful. I gave jars of it to so many friends and family, and everybody loved it and asked it for more. It really made me happy. It's one of the nice things about, you know, doing cooking and cooking for friends and family. It's just really nice when people really enjoy it and they discover something new and they come back and ask for more. So that's, it's been really fun. Next year, I'm looking forward to doing much of the same, meeting new people, hanging out with old friends, catching some wonderful food to bring home, and also, of course, I enjoy just being on the water and relaxing, even if it's alone in the, you know, a piece of nature out there. And of course, getting that bite on the line, getting hooked up and fighting all these different species of fish. Just a great time. Look forward to doing it. And I want to wish everybody a happy holidays. Hugo Medeiros, cooking correspondent for the Fish Nerds, signing out. Thanks, everybody.
So for me, people have been asking, so Clay, what are your fishy goals for 2017? I've been asking everyone that question, what their goals are. My fishing goals, I just opened a guide service called the Fish Nerds Guide Service. Not very clever a name. My goal is to try to find a different way to run a guide service than the traditional way. And I haven't worked it out yet, but I'm looking for ideas. So one of the ideas I thought of so far was making it an affordable way to fish. So having a one price where people can drop in and fish with strangers and they all pay a small amount, and it makes it so that people who don't have a ton of cash can access guides. That's one of my things. The other goal I have this year is I want to find a way to make the Fish Nerds podcast sustainable. Right now, the way we're going, we probably can't do another year of podcasting with the money we're currently bringing in through Patreon, our only money source. So I've hired a salesperson to sell advertising for our show. My hope is that she can come through and give us a little bit of funding to get this show going. As you know, if you heard in the show costs, you know, a few $100 a month to run, and we don't make anywhere near $300 a month on the show. So we really need to build it up. So that's the goal, two goals. Get my guide service going and get the Fish Nerds podcast sustainable, which means it pays for itself, and then put some money in the bank so we can do things like buy better microphones and better recorders and hire people to mix the audio for us, pay for music. I'd love to be able to pay people for their music. Right now we use royalty-free music, and we love it, but I'd rather pay an artist. So that's kind of our goals on the podcast. My personal goal, also want to, I'm going to learn to fly fish. Last year, that was my goal. I was going to learn to fly fish, and I failed. I fly fished one time. So this year, Rich Collins will make sure that I fly fish more than one time. And to wrap this all up, I think it's appropriate to go to Patreon.com. Now, Patreon.com, for those who don't know, is a crowdfunding site. It's where... it's kind of like a Kickstarter for ongoing art projects. And without our Patreon patrons, we call them, we would not have been able to keep the show going for anywhere near as long as we have. Any money we've had coming for the show has always come from Patreon, from our listeners. So just for fun, to wrap up our year and to thank all of our Patreon subscribers, people who have volunteered to give, you know, like a dollar a show, keep this show going, I'm going to tell you who's who. I'm going to read their names. So, this is from top to bottom, no particular order, just a bunch of names in the list. Mike Crooker, who I'm going ice fishing with. Phil Belcher Jr., we love him. Ryan Dubay, Brad, no, Brad Close. Lloyd Rasmussen, who's a new Patreon donor. Hugo Medeiros is our culinary correspondent. Michael Frank, Brian Taylor, been with us a long time. Nick Hudson Swagger, been with us a long time. Paul Nicolatos, Jeff Danielson, Barbara Ryden, Mike Mize, been with us from the very beginning. We like that guy. Brian McGilvery, been with us for a long time. David Redden, also a long time guy. D. Redden on Twitter, we call him. James Frank, from the Amazing James. Akito Dan, we like that guy. Reed Sutter. Joshua Porter. It's Fish Guy Josh. Big Buck Registry, Big Buck Podcast is with us. Lindsay Freeman. Casting. Carter's been with us a long time. John Benoit. Don't know how to say that name. Benoit. Sue Mumsy Nelson, my mother-in-law. Captain Sean Tibbet. Ray Layton and Michael Steffen. All those people have been with us. Some are brand new and some have been with us for years. And without all of you guys, thank you so much. We would not have a show. So that's really great. So that's it. You've listened to a whole bunch of Fish Nerds when you should have been fishing. We're going to skip the regular closing because the good Doc Martin has prepared a little holiday magic just for you. We're going to end with her song. Thanks, Doc. And Happy New Year.
Hey, fish nerds. I got my fish leggings on. There's my gar tattoo. I'm officially off work for the holiday, so Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all you guys. And I thought, as my gift to you guys, I will sing you all a little fishy song. And it's from Sesame Street when I was a kid. And I'm not very good. I've only been playing guitar for a couple years. So, you know, keep that in mind. I'm a scientist first, right? Okay. Without further ado. Down in the meadow, in a little bitty pool, swim three little fishies and a mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam, and they swam, right over the dam. Boop, boop, da-da-da-da, want 'em. Choo! Boop, boop, da-da-da-da, want 'em. Choo! Boop, boop, da-da-da-da, want 'em. Choo! And they swam, and they swam, all over the dam. Stop, said the mama fishy, or you'll get lost. But the three little fishies, they didn't want to be bossed. So the three little fishies went off on a spree, and they swam, right out to the sea. Boop, boop, da-da-da-da, want 'em. Choo! Boop, boop, da-da-da-da, want 'em. Choo! Boop, boop, da-da-da-da, want 'em. Choo! And they swam, right out to the sea. Whee! Said the little fishies. Here's a lot of fun. We'll swim in the sea until the day is done. So they swam and they swam, and it was a lark. Till all of a sudden, they saw a shark. Till all of a sudden, they saw a shark. Boop, boop, da-da-da-da, want 'em. Choo, boop, boop, da-da-da-da, want 'em. Choo, boop, boop, da-da-da-da, want 'em. Choo. Look at the whales, and quick as they could, well, they turned on their tails, and back to the pool in the meadow they swam.